Fascinating, the Tarawih Salah, the 21st Juz was recited, 21st Para. The beginning of the Para, it was one section of Surah Ankabut, which was also recited the night before. And the ulama said that the theme and the subject matter of Surah Ankabut is Sunnatul Ibtilah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a system of testing people, testing His bandas and servants in this world. Allah has got a certain system. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started off the surah with mentioning, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَيُّ تَرَكُوا أَيْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do people think that they will be left to say, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we won't be tested? Definitely Allah ta'ala said, we tested the people before them. And the object of testing the people was to show and to make apparent those who were truthful and those who were liars in their claims. Even though a person says, I'm a believer, etc. But now Allah wants to test people and show the people, make it apparent in the world. Allah knows exactly what is the condition of the heart. But in Masabi, a person says, oh Allah, you are unfair. I would have passed the examination on the day of Qiyamah. You were placed before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has made it apparent in the world now who is the truthful people and who are the liars. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given examples of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in great detail, the examinations they went through. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, whoever is making mujahada and sacrifice in this world, فَإِنَّمَا يُجَاهِدُ لِنَفْسِهِ, he's only sacrificing for himself. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah is completely independent of the whole universe. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need the sacrifice and mujahada, it's only for your own benefit. And this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was once a young boy, he saw one caterpillar that's trying to come out of the of its shell. So anyhow, he felt sorry for it, and he went and took a scissors, and he cut it. He said, let me, the thing around it, the cocoon, he cut it, so the thing can start flying. But anyhow, the thing continued walking, and eventually it fell down. It couldn't wake up, so it couldn't fly. So he was surprised, even to ask his teacher. So the teacher explained that caterpillar, when it comes out, that is worm. Now it needs some mujahada, some sacrifice in its life. Then eventually the wings open up, and then it comes out eventually of the cocoon. It's able to fly in the air nicely now, and in way and way it can go. So Allah Ta'ala has got the system in this world. The lesson the ulama have taken out is, sometimes in our life we go through some tests Allah Ta'ala puts a person through. A person comes up more purified, a person becomes a better person, we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I just mentioned in the beginning of Ramadan, there are many, many great benefits when a person he goes through some difficulties in life which a person cannot even fathom and understand what benefits. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for example, one worthy of being followed is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even our parents, Allah has given them great ranks and status, and Allah has commanded us to be good towards them. But if they also command a person to break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا, do not follow them. You remember, إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ, towards me, you have to all come and return one day, and I will inform you people exactly of what you people have done. So even one's parents, a person cannot listen to them in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also one examination, and certain sahaba radiallahu anhu put through their examination, where their parents refused to speak to them until they don't disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, oh parents, you can even pass away also. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu's mother, she refused to eat. He said, mother, you can die also, you can pass away, and you can lose so many lives also. How many times you come back to life? I can never break the command of Allah Ta'ala. I cannot leave Iman. And then eventually his mother, she had to agree, and then she started eating again. So anyhow, the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is first. There's one examination Allah Ta'ala puts a person through. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there are certain people, they say we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are put in a bit of test in the matter of deen. Then they become very, they make it like Allah's azab has come down. This is just an examination. And remember, if Allah Ta'ala's help has come to you, if Allah's help comes, assistance comes to them, then they say that, no, we are with you people. So they were the Muslim people. Whenever the help of Allah Ta'ala is with the Muslim people. But if difficulty comes, then the person turns away. And he says, now, I don't want to accept. So in here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exposing the ones who've got Iman and those who are the munafiqs and hypocrites. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, 950 years. Alfa sanatin illa khamsina amahu. 950 years he gave da'wah. And what difficulties he went through. And besides him, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, his people were prepared to burn him. But he remained steadfast. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, he eventually went away. And he left his people who were involved in the evil action of homosexuality. They were not prepared to accept. Eventually Allah's azab came down to them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this here. Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam went to Madian. He also is similar. People were not prepared to accept. He also went through imtihanat. But in all of these, Anbiya alayhi salam, who went through this examination, we find eventually they were successful. And those who went against them, the kuffar, the non-Muslims, eventually in this dunya also, Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. Allah gives the example of Qarun and Fir'aun and Haman and all of these people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the example of those who they are taking besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as friends. Kamathali al-ankabut is like a spider. which has made a web. And وَإِنَّ أَوْهَا الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتٌ عَنْكَبُوتٌ Despite the things, my web is so strong and powerful. But all amongst all the houses, the most weakest of houses is the house of the spider. It's extremely flimsy and weak. Just one broom a person takes and it's completely, it falls down, it's broken. So weak is the spider web. But the spider feels I'm very secure, I'm very safe in it, it's very powerful. Allah Ta'ala said, if only the people knew, whoever you are taking besides Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is extremely weak. And you will always get people who are against Islam, the mu'anideen haq, those who go against haq. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gives us a solution here. أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِي إِلَيْكَ مِنُ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِيمُ السَّلَامِ تِلَاوَةَ of Quran Sharif. Continue reading the Kitab of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This will give people physical strength, spiritual strength, and establish Salah, perfection of Salah. Salah will prevent a person from all evils and immorality, and then a person will get spiritual strength. And to help a person with this, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ The dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is the greatest. A person and as a person makes the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the yaqeen of Allah's presence will be coming to a person. Wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un. A person knows exactly well that Allah Ta'ala is watching him and Allah knows all of his actions. So anyhow, this is the solution. A person remains steadfast on the deen of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, more tilawat of Quran, more dhikrullah, but the performance of salah. Hazrat Tamir Rahmatullah Alayhi said, this also is the syllabus for Laylatul Qadr. What must a person do on Laylatul Qadr? So Allah has mentioned this here, tilawat of Quran Sharif, performance of salah, the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and in dhikr also is included a dua, which many of the Qabir say that dua is one of the greatest ibadat on Laylatul Qadr. The person must make, actually some of them say besides the farz and the sunnah, the rest of the night must be in dua. But as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that our Qabir say we must split the night in different sections, all of these forms of ibadat. And Hazrat gave one extra for the first one, Wallahu ya'alamu ma tasna'un muraqabah. A person must make muraqabah also at that time. Allah is watching me and the qudrat of Allah, the greatness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And these are the four amal and actions a person must do on for Laylatul Qadr, while searching for Laylatul Qadr. And Ya Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala thereafter mentions that sometimes in life a person has to make sacrifices, leave his homes also, and he has to go for hijrat. And the person, what is now about roji and sustenance? Allah says, وَكَيِّ مِنْ دَابَةٍ لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا. So many animals and creatures in the world which cannot bear its own roji and sustenance. Allah is the one who grants its sustenance, and Allah will grant you people sustenance also. So even if you have to leave your homes and go out in hijrat, go out, because Allah says, إِنَّ أَرْضِي وَاسِعَةٌ فَإِيَّايَ فَعَبُدُونَ. My earth is very, very fast, and only worship me, because remember, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةٌ مَوْتٍ. You have to make some sacrifice in life, but eventually you have to pass away, and you're going to go back to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And your roji you are worried about, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is this one who will grant you roji. And if you are worried about this world, remember, وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ دُنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُ وَلَعِبٌ. This worldly life is nothing but a play and a pastime. It's going to eventually come to an end. The actual life, وَإِنَّ دَارُ الْآخِرَةِ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانُ. The life of the akhirah is the actual life of a person where he will live forever and forever. So a person must prepare for that life. And the end of the surah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, gives the crux of the surah, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. A person who strives in our path, in obedience of Allah Ta'ala, in staying away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, in bringing alive the deen of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then Allah will guide a person to the different paths of Islam, and Allah will be with such a person. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah is with such people who have sincerity and do it for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure only. The next surah is Surah Al-Rum, where Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about the ghalba and the dominance which Allah will grant to the Muslims when they will make mujahada. Then Allah will grant them dominance, like how Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says the Romans, they were completely down and out. And in a short space of time, Allah Ta'ala gave them dominance over the Persian people, which people thought were an impossibility. In the Allah was giving a time to the Muslims also. The Muslims were completely down at that time. That Allah Ta'ala eventually, after 8 years, in the Battle of Badr, Allah Ta'ala gave them dominance over the non-Muslim people. It was a clear sign of Allah Ta'ala's qudrat and power. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions this here. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions that those who are obedient to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, what is Allah kept for them in the year after? And those who break the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then for them is for ulaika fil azabi muhdharun. They will be punished before Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions certain usuls of ghalba. What must a person do to become ghalib for the Muslim ummah? And before that Allah Ta'ala mentions his qudrat, signs of his qudrat. And a person realizes who Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is, then he'll understand that Allah Ta'ala can do whatever he wants to. From amongst these signs Allah made, Allah created a human being from sand. And suddenly a human being now is an insan, is a human being, is walking around, moving around. What is the sign of Allah's qudrat? Allah has created from amongst you people, from yourselves, your spouses. A human being Allah has made a spouse. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. The object of getting married is you must get sukoon, a peace of mind, contentment of heart with your wife. And وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَنَ. Allah is the one who makes, creates between you people love and mercy. Today many people, they want to, before marriage, they want to create that love and muhabbat. So then Allah, you are taking Allah Ta'ala out of the equation. Allah says, وَجَعَلَ. He is the one who places amongst you people love and mercy. And So this is a clear sign of Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat also. And you see that those people who get married in a pure way, in a correct Islamic way, and they follow the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, how Allah Ta'ala creates muhabbat and love. And those who get married in all other with love marriages, etc., they get married, and the most amount of divorces happens amongst them. Arranged marriages, very seldom you find people are divorcing, because Allah has placed barakat in the He is the one who creates love between husband and wife. So a person must, and we need to make dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allahumma alif bayna qulubina, oh Allah Ta'ala unite our hearts, because He is the only one who can unite hearts, and the one who breaks hearts also, who can turn hearts away from one another, is only Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In one hadith it comes, the two people have love for one another, and then they start having fights among themselves. It is because of a guna one of them has committed. Because of a sin one of them has committed, then Allah Ta'ala creates this tafriq, and Allah Ta'ala creates division and disunity amongst people. So this is, many times we must look into our lives, maybe it's my guna and sin, that is why this tafriq happening, this disunity happening amongst ourselves. Other signs of Allah's Qudrat is creating of the heavens and the earth, different tongues and languages, and manners of speaking Allah has created, different colors of people Allah has created, sleeping in the day and night, going out and searching for rosy and sustenance, and the lightning and the thunder, and coming down of the water, and bringing the life, the whole earth coming back to life again after it was completely dead. How the whole earth, the heavens and the earth, is standing by the Qudrat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, no destruction towards it, and how perfection Allah has created it. All of these are clear signs of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's Qudrat. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions that what are the usools and principles for khalba? One is for aqim wajhaka li dini hanifa, hold firm to the deen of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the deen of Islam, tawheed and the oneness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, upon which He created all human beings. Then Allah Ta'ala says the other condition is inabat, turning our attention always towards Allah Ta'ala. One is our aqidah must be correct. Secondly, all our attention must be towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Taqwa, staying away from disobedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Performance of salat. وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Do not be amongst the mushrikeen. Do not stay amongst the mushrikeen. Do not follow their lifestyles, etc. Then Allah's help and assistance will come to you people. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions that فَآتِ ذَا الْقُرُبَ حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ. Give the family members their haqq and their right. Fulfill, Allah has given a person wealth, not for himself. Other people have got rights in that wealth. And the poor people, and the travelers. And do not ever take riba and interest, because you want to get your money, you want to make more money by means of this year. فَلَا يَرْبُعْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. It will not increase in the sight of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But the zakat and charity which a person is giving, seeking the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah will increase this. Allah will give a person far, far greater than this. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ فِي مَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. All this facade and corruption, whether it's sicknesses, whether it's earthquakes, whether it's all different kinds of calamities, it has become apparent in the earth because of what people have earned. And Allah wants to يُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا. Allah wants them to taste some of the actions which they have done. Not even all the actions, Allah Ta'ala doesn't punish even. But Allah wants us to taste, and it's only a slight taste. The actual punishment is in the year after. And why? What's the object of this? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So people can make ruju and turn back to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in these conditions and difficulties. So a person, whenever we go through halat and conditions in life, we must try to look to ourselves, and how can a person turn more back towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and not away from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions that Allah Ta'ala is the one who created you from weakness. And after weakness, Allah is the one who gives you strength. And after strength, Allah makes the person weak again. So similarly, Allah Ta'ala can make the Muslims, who are the weakest of the weakest, Allah can make them strong. And if Allah wants to, when we break the commands of Allah, Allah can make them weak again. But again, we turn back to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah can make a person strong. So this is all lies in the hands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Al-Luqman, where Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions the advices of hikmat and wisdom of the Quran Sharif, beautiful advices Allah has given. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says there are two categories of people. One who will follow the book of hikmat and wisdom, they are the ones who perform salah, give their zakat, and they got yaqeen and conviction in the akhirat. They are on the right path, and they are rightly successful. But on the other hand, you get that jamaat and group, may yashtari lahu al-hadith, they buy and they utilize futile speech in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Certain people used to buy these novels and his books, and they used to read all of this here, turning people away from the book of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Other ulama say that one person used to bring singing girls, and these girls used to come, and used to ask them, what's better, the Quran Sharif or the Sian? And he will divert them away from the majlis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Words, lahu al-hadith, is very, very general. When Abu al-Hasan al-Najdi rahmatullah alayhi, he say no better word. In the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he couldn't mention TV, but he say in today's time, the television, this word is a perfect word for it, lahu al-hadith. That speech which is futile, which is of no benefit really to people. And in today's time, many of the instruments which we are using also, whether a person is listening to radio, majority of the programs are completely futile. And then on our cell phones also, we are buying lahu al-hadith, such speech which is completely futile. Many of the groups a person goes to, it's of no real benefit for a person. There are some places where a person can take benefit, but as far as possible, and the object of this is yudhilla an sabilillah. A person himself becomes misguided, and he misguides other people, and he regards this as a pastime, as a plaything. But in the eyes of the Quran Sharif, I recited to him, he turns away with pride and arrogance. So this is the other category of people. Allah Ta'ala protect and save us from there. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions about Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, what a wise person he was, and the effort he made in tarbiyat and his children. Five beautiful advices he had given to his children, which every father should impart to his children. The first one was, la tushrik billah, never make shirk and partners with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the correct aqidah and beliefs. And Allah Ta'ala mentions thereafter, وَوَصَيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ, that we commanded human beings to be kind to their parents. Ulama say that when Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam encouraged his child to be obedient to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then Allah will put it in the hearts of the children that they must be obedient to their parents. And Allah Ta'ala himself will teach them, when we will teach our children the obedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That is why Allah mentioned this in between. And thereafter Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentioned the other advice he taught his child when he was a young age of akhirat, that whatever my son you are doing, whether it's hidden in the earth or in the heavens or in a rock also, whatever action a person does, remember Allah will bring it forth on the day of Qiyamah. You must prepare for the life of akhirat. So this is the other advice a person must teach his child. And the third thing was the performance of salat, commanding towards righteousness and preventing from evil. All the ibadat and worship of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is the duty of the parents. And wasbir ala ma asabak, and to have sabr and to be patient and whatever difficulties. Normally when a person commands righteousness, prevents evil, then they will have a lot of objections. So a person has to make sabr at that time. So he encouraged his child. And then akhlaq and character which he taught his child. وَلَا تُسْعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا, that you mustn't have arrogance within yourself, don't have pride within yourself, do not walk in the world with arrogance and pride, turning your face away from people. Other than respect is the duty and is the duty of the parents to teach their children, and not to have pride within themselves. And waqtid fi mashtika waqtid min sawtika, adab and etiquette, how a person must walk, how a person must speak. That are also the duties and responsibility of a parent, which Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam imparted to his child. After the Allah Ta'ala mentions other signs of Allah Ta'ala's qudrat in the surah, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that every one of us, we are completely muhtaj of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Remember the ship which is moving in the ocean, and this is a great favor of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But suddenly mawjun comes, a wave comes, and now the people start calling to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Difficult conditions came in their life, then eventually Allah Ta'ala protects and saves them. But some people turn away from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In the calamity, they turn to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. After the calamity, they forget Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, remember a day is going to come where fear Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in this world. Because one day will come when la yudhi walidun an waladi. In this world, maybe you can save one another in a ship, in the ocean. You can help. The person can become saved. But on the day of Qiyamah, it's such a day where the father cannot help the child. The child will not be able to help the father if they never have iman. Inna wa'adallahi haqq. The promise of Allah Ta'ala is a reality. Let not this worldly life deceive you. And let not the big deceiver deceive you regarding Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, who is Shaitan. How he deceives the person from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah says, we are all muhtaj of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We are in need of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has got knowledge of everything. Inna Allah عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. Allah has got knowledge of akhirat. Allah is the one who sends down the rains. Allah knows exactly well what is in the wombs of the mother. And Allah has the full power of this year. No person knows what he is going to earn today or to earn tomorrow. Which land is going to pass away. Allah is fully in control of this year. The past Allah is in control of. The present Allah is in control of. And the future Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is in control of. And Allah has got full power over everything. Then how can you put your trust and attention on anybody else besides Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Turn, have taqwa and the fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Sajda. In here also Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions different groups. That firstly Allah Ta'ala mentions the importance of wahi and revelation. That Allah has sent the kitab down. It's min Rabbil Alameen. From the sustainer of the universe. And Allah mentions how Allah sustains people physically. Allah is the one who created the heavens and the earth. And Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives rozi and sustenance. And Allah has given us all His physical things, and He is Rabb. So definitely, nothing is farz upon Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, but Allah has taken it upon Himself that He will give us spiritual nourishment also, which is the form of the Quran Sharif, the book of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, wahi and revelation. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions here, there are two groups. Some of them are such, as soon as the command of Allah Ta'ala comes down, they humble themselves. They fall down in prostration before Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They make the tasbih of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They do not have pride within themselves. They come away from their beds at night and they call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever Allah has granted them, they spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. Nobody knows what Allah, what enjoyment Allah Ta'ala has hidden for such people. This is in the akhirah, in the year after. Mr. Rakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says that one meaning or two is not the tafsir of this ayat, it says, but one ni'mat and bounty which Allah grants to people, his awliya Allah, that what enjoyment they get in their heart, nobody knows. Even one wali doesn't know what another wali of Allah Ta'ala is enjoying. This Allah Ta'ala gives us happiness, and Allah has kept it inside and not outside, because if it was kept outside, then everyone would have done it, not because it's the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala says this is a reward for what they have done in this world. And on the other hand, there are those فَسَقُوا فَمَا أَوَاهُمُ النَّارِ, their fire, their abode is the fire of Jahannam. They will not be able to come out. In this world, Allah Ta'ala gives tests and examinations to people. It's عذاب الأدنى, small examination, small punishment, before the big punishment comes, so we can turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the past also, Musa alayhi salam came, his people, we made them guides, we made him a guide for the Bani Israel, and we made amongst them imams. When they became imams, لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ, when they had the quality of sabr, they followed the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they had yaqeen, the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ulama write that with the bisabari wal yaqeen tanalu al imamatu fi din. A person wants to get imamat and position in deen, then he has two qualities he must have within himself. One is yaqeen and conviction in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the second quality is of sabr. A person must have sabr and remain steadfast in the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after having yaqeen. By means of this, Allah gives imamat, and Allah ta'ala makes a person an imam and a leader and guide for the entire mankind until the day of qiyamah. This is the quality which the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraged to bring towards. And the next surah is Surah Al-Ahzab, which we will discuss tomorrow. That when a person follows deen, automatically you will get many people who will be opposed towards it. How a person must remain steadfast on such occasions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us to understand.